Black Wings by Christina Henry. Narrated by Colleen Marlowe. Copyright 2010 by Tina Rafael. This unabridged audiobook is recorded by arrangement with the Berkeley Publishing Group, a member of Penguin Group USA Inc., and was produced in the year 2011 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. I hate it when a soul goes all stubborn on me. It doesn't happen as often as you'd think. Most people understand that they're dead and want to move on. Maybe it's because they think heaven is waiting for them. Maybe it's because they believe they'll be reincarnated as the Princess of Monaco. Does anybody want to be reincarnated as the Princess of Monaco anymore? Maybe it's because they're just tired of this world. When I show up to escort them to the door, they know I am there, and they're ready to go. But sometimes, like today, a soul doesn't want to leave its earthly body. Mrs. Lucardi didn't want to leave her cats, all 15 of them. People get very attached to their pets. In fact, I've seen a fair number of people more attached to their pets than to their children. I understand that they feel like their little four-legged buddy is part of the family. What I have to make them understand is that they are dead and can no longer feed, groom, or cuddle little Muffy, Flopsy, or Fido. It can be a delicate job convincing the recently deceased of their new status. "Mrs. Lucardi, you're dead," I said. "You can't take care of your cats anymore. Someone else will have to do that now." I fought the urge to cover my nose as I said this. Mrs. Lucardi was recently deceased, and therefore immune to the reek of cat piss that permeated her doily-covered living room. But I was very much alive and getting tired of breathing through my mouth. Aside from my burning need to...